Okay, listeners, on the line we have John Williamson. This is Barry Mack. And John, it's lovely to speak to you. I appreciate your time very much. How are you doing?
It's my pleasure, Barry. I'm fine, thank you. Very good.
So in all the time that that you've been doing this, over 40 albums later, you're still firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's probably pretty true. Yeah, you have your ups and downs, but I've come out of it pretty well. I think I can't complain. I'm born in 45 and still going. I thought by now I would have given the game away, but it's a hard thing to do when people keep turning up, mate.
We want you to continue. We love it. You do such a great job. You know, you're getting better, if that's possible. You're getting better at what you do. It's really, everybody enjoys it. Can I ask you this? I know that, do you still think like you're a farmer?
At the times, yeah. I'm still very connected to the bush, of course. I've got some land up in the mountains in Queensland, and when I'm back there, I sort of feel like I've gone back being a farmer in a lot of ways, amongst the trees, and I'll never lose that, for sure. You know, I'll never lose the love of not only the farming industry, but just the bush itself. I always related to it as a kid. I used to collect birds' eggs, and we were on a little river, and I had mates that were into the same kind of thing, and we learned a lot about the bush. You know, I'm not afraid of snakes. But different when I go into the ocean, I'm petrified.
Yeah.
But I'm a land lover, and I guess that's what inspires my music. I can't help myself writing about how I feel out in the bush, you know. And in July, I'm actually going with quite a few couples. We're going camping up through the Simpson, and I know I'm going to get a hell of a lot out of that. I might get some more songs, but I'm not really trying to write more songs. It's just what I do, you know. I don't have to write. Put out another album. There's 50 albums available.
Good God.
And it's pretty hard to put a new song on my show now.
the songs seem to just arrive anyway, even though you're not even trying. Maybe that's why they do arrive, because you don't try, huh?
Yeah, I've only arrived when something inspires me, so I'm not I'm not trying to write a song, if you know what I mean. I think that's when I write ordinary songs, is when you're trying to manufacture something. Like I'm currently working on a song. I was just sitting on my veranda overlooking the Nullumbah Valley overlook the rainforest.
Yes.
And I thought, I'm as high as a coyote, you know, on natural eye.
Mm.
And I just felt like writing about it, and I probably write about it too much, but it's fun. It also, it keeps my voice and guitar going without going over the same stuff when I'm getting ready for a show. It's good to have a new song to sing, because then I enjoy doing it, you know. So that's part of the reason I write more songs, I think.
I guess you have to evolve too. You have to keep the new stuff coming, whether you want it or not. But we all love the old stuff as well. Of course, people go to your latest song, Aussie Girls. I reckon you've been running around Emerald, Sapphire, Ruby Vale, up around the Queensland area.
It's funny how they. They haven't used opal. I used to have opals. Pearls. I don't think there might be. But I don't know who started. It might have been the opals. But now there's the diamonds.
Yeah.
And I think they're great names. I remember when they asked me if I had a suggestion, and I think it was for the diamonds team or the opals, and I suggested Brolgers, and they didn't take it on. I thought the Brolgers, being our only cranes and their dancers and beautiful birds, that would make a great name for a national team, you know, but I don't think anyone's picked that up yet.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, that's why I put Brolgers in the song anyway, because I thought someone might pick it up.
fair enough. And you're still doing as much touring as before?
Oh, not as way before. You know, I used to do probably 120 shows a year. It's more like 60 or 70 now. I actually do get a bit tired of sitting at airports.
I remember years ago when my kids went back to Ireland for a brief holiday. We've been here for many years. They brought back with them some of your CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And my son, he was about 6 or 7 at the time, he started to cry. He got homesick for Australia because he heard you singing.
Good.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, I do get a lot of... over the years, I've had a lot of contact with overseas and the air forces and stuff for the same reason. And I guess because the music is honest about how we feel about this country, it's not trying to make it overseas. It's just about us. That's all I really care to write about. So I guess that affects people when they go away.
It's also nice, you know, you've been very, very successful and very popular man. It's nice that you're staying in Australia. You don't disappear overseas for...
No, I'm like an elastic band. As soon as I get over there, I'm trying to get back. And I think it's because I'm attached. It's not that I'm attached to the people as much as I'm attached to the land itself, you know. And I think I'm like a white Aborigine, you know. I don't really feel that comfortable anywhere else.
No, well, that's right. But, you know, I've been here a long time. And Australia wouldn't be Australia without John Williamson, I think, you know, because you've been around. It's really, you're just part of the character. You're part of the landscape of Australia, you know, and don't disappear soon because we really...
I'm trying not to, mate. I'm taking my pills.
It's extremely bad for your health, I might say.
Yeah.
Yes. And... So what I was going to say, what do you think? I know that you're a bit strong on different things, politics wise. What do you think of the Australian flag? We spoke about Canada, and they have their own maple leaf for their flag.
Oh, they're lucky. Yeah, apparently a lot of them complained when it first came about, but I bet they're not complaining now. I mean, you look at the Canadian flag, you know exactly what it is.
Yes.
Whereas you look at our flag, and if you weren't aware, of different nations and that, you would wonder who it belongs to. Is it a Kiwi flag? Is it a Solomon Islands? But the first thing that would come to mind would be we're part of the UK, which we aren't. We aren't. And I'm annoyed that we still have that connection. I mean, we'll never lose the connection. I mean, all our states, so many of our states are named after, you know, we've got New South Wales, we've got Victoria and Queensland. You know, what more do you want? And half our streets are named after kings and queens and God knows what. So it's not as though I'm denying our history, our recent history, really. But I think it's time we had a symbol that represents how we are today. And I certainly don't feel one bit British or Irish or Scottish or anything else. I feel Australian. And I think when we get a republic, which all the republic is giving the Governor General, as far as I'm concerned, just give the Governor General the top job, and everything stays the same. You know, John Howard made sure everyone was split on that by, you know, where are we going to have a president? Well, I think that's the worst thing. You only get another politician then. But if you have a Governor General chosen by both sides of the parliament, everything stays the same. And it's, you know, all this paranoia about everything going to be different. And it's just for me, it's just how I feel about myself. And when I put a flag up and it's, you know, overseas, if you go overseas and you put your flag on a bag, well, half the people think you're from England. And I think it's about time we had our own symbol. And I've had a true blue flag that I've had stickers, and I've sold flags for probably 20 years now. So there's a lot of them out there, and it's got red ochre and the kangaroo and the Southern Cross. The Southern Cross is something that's always important to us because it puts us in where we are. But I think the ochre and the kangaroo tells us whereabouts in the Southern Hemisphere we are. And the kangaroo goes way beyond Aborigines. It's a marsupial. It's a dinosaur that's, you know, now smaller, but it's a huge history in our country, the kangaroo.
I think it's a sign of insecurity when a country can't have her own flag, you know. We don't have to become a republic to have our own flag. I don't see what the problem is.
That's true. But as I say, the republic's just a matter of the Queen doesn't mind, from what I can gather anyway. But the way they're promoting the beautiful couple, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's like they're promoted like movie stars, you know. I think people are just sort of sucked into all that whole thing. I really don't think they care anything like about our nation that our Governor General does.
I see, the thing is...
Peter Cosgrove, he would die for this country, you know.
Absolutely, yes he would, of course. I think too many people are playing politics with, that's the problem.
Yeah. Malcolm Turnbull's backed off, you know. He hasn't said much about it at all.
No, well.
Which has been good for him. I know that's why, in a lot of ways, Rudd lost face, because he backed off too many things, you know. I think that you would think they'd learn a lesson. You've got to be strong Yeah, I'm a swinging voter, so one thing I'll say about Bob Hawke, Paul Keating and John Howard, they all stood by what they believed, you know.
Indeed. Listeners, you're listening to Barry Mack on Irish Radio Australia with John Williamson, and lovely to speak to you, John. It's very, very good. There's one thing that you and I share, and that's a bit of a dislike for cats.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a problem with them, isn't it? It's not the actual cats, it's the cat owners. I remember the old saying, put the cat out before you go to sleep.
It's just that, you know, being a bird lover, I know that the feral cat population is ridiculous, and people, instead of, if they have too many kittens, instead of knocking them on the head, which is what you should do, they let them go in the bush, you know, which is just crazy, you know. And I'm not a cat lover, not really. My mum had cats because she was afraid of snakes.
Cats are fine if they're house cats. That's all you want them for. You don't want them going outside. I see you're still involved with the Gympie mustard. I think this is part of the reason why we're giving you a chat today about.
Yeah.
They want me to
say some good things about it. It's not hard because it's a huge festival. I do it every second year. There's 300 acts and the 6 stages. About 20,000 people camped out there, and they have their own bars, and it's a huge amount of fun for a weekend. So you know, you should make it a privilege to do it once, I reckon. And it raises money for charity. And this year it's Mates for Mates, which is about rehabilitation for the art, for the services people, you know, and their families. So it's a worthwhile cause as well. They've raised $15 million over the 35 years for different charities.
No, it's great. There's a huge roll up this year. As each year goes by, it seems to get better and better. It's gone from the early 80s, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah, 35 years, so I've worked that one out.
I'm just starting to get the hang of it now. John, look, I won't keep you because I know you're a busy man. It's really lovely to have a chat with you. And thanks very much for making the time for us people who work on community radio. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
All the best, John. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.